can I ask you a few questions about some business that isn't on the agenda necessarily for tomorrow night?
Anything you like.
All right. Well, there was one item that's been in the news in the Register Star, and here I see it under the City of Hudson website under your news. It mentions that the Fugari Boat Club, a.k.a. North Dock Tin Boat Association, Inc., located within the City of Hudson and more particularly described in the letters patent, blah, blah, blah. and then it mentions that these people have to vacate from their property. So I was wondering if you could give us a little bit of a background on the Fugari Boat Club, what's going to happen now, how long they have to vacate, and I'm curious if the city has any plans for that property.
The excuse me. The club, the Fugari, that group of houses has been down, shacks has been down there for, I don't know, 60 or 70 years, some long time. It never became an issue for the city until indeed the city came to own the property, which it sort of backed into a couple of years ago when the city was in the throes of designing the new wastewater treatment plant down by the river that's adjacent to the Fugari property. The designers needed more property than the city had. The Fugari was owned by the state. The city approached the state. The state said, sure, you can have it. Traded us that parcel that's called the Fugari for 6 acres lands underwater, which is land along the shoreline. And the city took possession. Almost immediately, the State Department of Environmental Conservation turned around and sued the city because the Fugari shacks had no sanitation. They have no running water. They have, you know, that there's, you know, they have no observed no health standards, and that in effect sort of triggered the city's action to terminate the shacks at the waterfront. There was legal action taken. The Fugari members had an attorney. They sued a couple of times, took it to the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court upheld the lower court decision, and the city has now given the owners of the shacks 30 days to vacate before the city takes formal possession of the land. I think this is somewhat unfortunate. On the other hand, there are, I think, real issues of fairness and the owners of that property pay no taxes. They pay no water and sewer fees. The roads are, you know, not part of the city system, and it's the sort of thing that you have to say, well, yes, but wouldn't we all like that? I'd like to opt out of paying property taxes whenever I'd like. And the city, I think the city too has grown and expanded. And as far as, so that the point that once where those shacks may have been sort of outliers in the middle of a not well-developed land, indeed, today that's not the case. We have a serious plan for development of a private developer of the what's called now called the River Lofts building. It's a four-story manufacturing building that's being taken over adjacent to them. There is a substantial parkland and land use development plan that's been designed by the Columbia Land Conservancy to create a parkland from basically Dock Street, which is the sort of the northern edge of the city, beyond the wastewater treatment plant up into the Greenport Conservancy, to make that contiguous parkland all the way up, and part of that would be to determine whether or not there are any recreational uses as well as the ecological and study uses of the North Bay, and the only access that in Hudson to the North Bay is really the south end of the North Bay, which is where the Fugari properties surround, and so there is no access to the North Bay by anyone other than them.
Do you have any sense of how many people down there are impacted by the decision?
No, I really don't. It's been. I don't. Who does or doesn't hold some ownership to those properties has always been a little murky, as far as I'm concerned, and I think that as far as the other people in the city administration are concerned, somebody knows somebody, but who's really been behind the lawsuit and where the money came from, and who is the Tin Boat Association? It's not really clear. I mean, I looked at a Google Earth a couple of week or so ago just to see what and there appear to be something in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 shacks down there. I couldn't tell you more about the population than that.
And it does seem like that whole conversation around the Fugere Boat Club is so characterized by a sort of protective nature around the community down there and privacy there. And I'm wondering how that has affected the city's process in dealing with residents down there in dealing with that. How that has changed the nature of the conversation. Does that make sense?
Sort of. I mean, I think that the owners, call them what you will down there, mm-hmm. have established a perimeter. They have established some sense that they have the ability to keep other people off of that property, and that's generally been, I think, accepted within the city. When the Department of Environmental Conservation decides it wants to sue you because you're not in compliance with state health or environmental laws, it costs. I mean, there are fees that were to be attached to that if the city didn't take action, as well as the other issues of lost tax revenue and sanitation and the effect of the fact that that we have that many individuals and or properties that are simply dumping their waste into the North Bay. However, unfortunate it may be that these folks have been down there for this length of time and left relatively alone, how unfortunate it may be that that's changed. I think that, the city doesn't bear the sole responsibility for the fact that a change was not anticipated by those folks. I mean, they do bear a responsibility themselves for the fact that, indeed, there are certain things in the wind that were undeniable once the city was kind of backed into owning the property.